Mare de ji jove onda asim cennem cerenge mar çike şey nedeni cinçe boyun ba sesim dağda di korantı da çiksem dağda ne ne sök rimbar üstü ne sum sum tane ne şey var ha.
This morning we spoke about the how to meditate to come to recognize all beings as having been our mothers, as well as the step in the meditation that follows that, which is the recalling their kindness. And then the text will come to the next step, which is about generating the wish to repay their kindness. But before we go to the third level, there's some questions, so let's then take those questions.
Hello. In the discussion we were talking about what is the nature of the experience of equanimity? What is the nature of
the experience?
Is it a mind that is conjoined with loving kindness, compassion, love, or is it a mind that does not have those actions?
Okay.
It's merely an equanimous feeling where one does not feel closer to some and more distant from others, but one of equality, of impartiality between relating to others all in an impartial way, seeing none as a dearer or none as more valued than others. Merely that. Merely this equality.
So no aspect of loving kindness.
No. That comes later.
Yeah.
Gendler said that comes later.
So what's the difference between that sort of impartiality and indifference?
Okay.
Dini kebara minduan jalan mana je dangbo ngar do dipe jigo chimbo rinha chimbo re di rinha chungsu re samda jyoro da ngam ko gyumje samda pha chi pha tongsa de le de an gyumje di ni ko de ma dra chi kbar ma dra ki mana dini rinha chi kbar de wa sam be samda di gyumje ni sem le chi 예링이 해봐도 용구 말어와. 근데 낭매세야 되게 네디 몇 가래 되니네.
Impartiality then is merely the recognition of being equal in value. So for example, if one is engaging in business and selling something, one will talk up the benefits of the one thing and maybe be a bit dismissive of the other, seeing the one is more valuable than the other. So the mind of equanimity is based on reasons. And so you think, based on reasons, there is nothing, no valid reason that I can point to hold one dearer than another, to be closer to one than another. That is the mind of impartiality. Whereas indifference has an aspect of being dismissive, dismissiveness. And so impartiality doesn't have this dismissiveness. Is when one calls to mind varying people, one may recognize a attraction towards one, a closeness, and a distancing, an aversion towards another. But one recognizes there is no valid reason for this. And in this way, the drawing towards the one and the repelling of the other, in other words, attachment and aversion, these are reduced, these weaken. This is the function of impartiality, that due to impartiality, these afflictions of attachment to some and aversion towards others weaken. Indifference cannot do that. Indifference cannot do that.
Just to build on the question of equanimity, does equanimity mean that neither superior, neither inferior, neither equal also? Like it's a state of mind where you don't need to compare also. It's something that with, where you leave with it, but you don't need to compare it.
I'll repeat it back to you to see if I get it right. When one has equanimity or impartiality, one doesn't really need to be using reasons then because one relates to everyone equally. When one has developed impartiality. Is that right? Yes. Yes. When one has developed impartiality. Whilst we are developing impartiality, we need to use reasons. And because we will be aware of how we are drawn to some and repelled by others. And so we need to keep using reasoning to break that. When one has impartiality, that won't be necessary anymore. One will naturally relate to all equally. That answered? Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Cameron?
If we develop equanimity, will this reduce the suffering we experience when there is a loss, say the death of a person close to us?
If we develop equanimity, will this reduce the suffering or when we lose someone close to us?
The experience,
yeah. For someone who has developed impartiality, then when someone dies, who whatever their relationship is with them, they would relate to that death in a similar way. There wouldn't be that differentiation depending who the person was. So in this way, there's a transformation. So they would feel compassion for the person who's died or for those around them. Compassion would arise equally for whomever it was that passed. And then in terms of would they suffer, with the person with impartiality, yes, they would suffer, because suffering we understand as being very expansive in terms of gradients, yeah? There's intense and there's slight discomfort. So the suffering is very expansive in terms of gradients. So until one has attained high realization, one is going to still experience suffering. So merely from attaining impartiality, that will not free one from suffering in a situation such as this. Nevertheless, the way one would relate in terms of compassion or suffering will not be differentiated by the relationship one has with that person. This is what impartiality will do. Even that relation, the way one relates to people.
Does Arya being suffer when they observe the death of
an individual? Yeah. Arya Bodhisattva?
I was just thinking of
Arya being?
Papa being a simple don't do.
Papa le, Jiangshu Simba Papa le, Nianlu Papa, Rangjie Papa, se chiao le. Jiangshu Simba Papa le, nene de ne ke dongwa jie hong ma ruo, yao ma le. Da Nianlu Papa da de ne le, da de se se ma ji wo yong si ba ju yong si ba ruo, da de ne yong si ba ruo.
An Arya Bodhisattva would not suffer. An Arya Bodhisattva would not suffer.
Dunga said, 지장 바발라 누가 요래서 누가 예 요래서 이내 두든 말해 라길데 양 두거다 누가 세다냐 람 람용고 집에 누가 요래서 지 순야 요다 람레네 누가 용그래서 지장 도시네
이니
제일스마 바발라 가와나 나와다 치비 누가 요 말해서 지 지장 가위 둥아나 치위 둥아 되네 요 말에서 숨겨봐 이내다 아직 랑겔 지게 최 뎀보보 라마라서 바랑라 진친보 지게 되네기 그제 양지 겐로보 되게야 신을 펴와지네 양세 마지워데 요식인 유로다 에 용유 아 뭐다 디세우 세데 베지나라 용마야세 기시금도와 세상당한서 삼다와 디티 용그레 디용브랑이 땅마 타지 시투마데 데 베지나라 마미 치크 되네게 세워 숭셔에네 데레 다든다라 가려서네 전유선 파바라 인가주 뇽모베 왕기 가와다 가위 둥아다 간절이야 가위 둥아 치위 둥아 나위 둥아 정으로 아디 가위 둥아다 나위 둥아 치위 둥아 디용 말해라 마도 디세워라 마도 셰 다 둥아 가메세디 요마르다 제자메자다 파바라야 둥아 떼서 최신을 마서 받았어 용시와 유로 뇽모 마바르와 전수바 파바에 뇽모 바바 요마르와 제자 뇽모 바바자 둥아 떼서 용시기로와
We understand suffering as being mere mental unhappiness. So this makes it clear there is quite a gradient. So what an Arya being will not experience is true sufferings. This they won't experience. But to say that they will experience no mental unhappiness, this is going perhaps a little too far. What the text will say is they will not, they still have suffering, but they do not have true sufferings. So they will not experience suffering from birth, aging, sickness, and death. But to say they will experience no suffering, when one understands the gradient, so including mere mental unhappiness, this one the texts do not state explicitly, but I'd imagine it would be too categorical to say under no circumstance would an Arya being experience mental unhappiness. For example, at the death of their dear teacher. It's quite conceivable then that perhaps they would experience mental unhappiness then. The lower tenets of Abhashekan Saltratika, they state that Kalifodistores, as well as Buddhas, Buddha Shakyamuni, their body is still a true suffering. So therefore, it could be said that, for example, at the time of death, there is an experience of suffering. So that's of the two lower tenets.
Therefore,
bodhisattvas and arias to say that there is no suffering experience would be a very broad statement to make, particularly in that suffering or mental disquiet, is something very broad, and therefore to state it is never experienced is a bit too of an expansive statement.
So, 你一定阿里亚一个人去嘛，几百人什么的呢？几百人什么地道把车给我买了哇？可是你第二句给人去学的，啊就他把他他们就进步过吧？咱们对应的地道俺就要，真给人判断起来就变成，变成俺就给那卡拉是就变成公墓剧院那的，我不是他们有吧？那你那个给俺就来判断吧？几个罗？几个罗？判断几个的？你呢？判断那得了，你不去学了哇？ 你个判多几块的，你不去几块的，三大呢？三大要当你们第，你不去几块的，三别三大当你们钱包了哇的，你几块的三大和你不去穷，去穷有了哇？这三俺做了判多吧，多过的，你判多的，你不去穷有啥？他把他他们就进不了，咱端板这边，端看端板顶俺做了，判去进去哇的，里面别个的俺做了卡拉的，谁的的那个团队老板判不的，判断的，真穷啊了哇？ 现在的那个第二，你个俺那，告诉我嘞，大厂的几把大些呢，大大些个嘛了哇？但等俺做当年时候的，记得呢，你那样啊，多少钱我记得，俺那俺做个几千呢，俺做个的也，三大位呢，俺那都是呢，叫俺妈妈的那个都是呢，给的呢，很多吧，几把嘞，俺的那些你搞，你搞不了太久了，搞了这都是呢，记得俺几号等俺的几把了，三大嘛都。 明年嘞，给你呢就几不几样三当那的，个人呢几不几样三当，你们晓得没吃过嘛了哇？但是当你们晓得，鸡蛋呢怕，三年龄的怕当些，俺就搞了个什么呢？几个月，900三百的，别多少三当，三当，几个月别，每年的这个别，就俺说恰新修建去了哇？年龄的多也多大了？你个嘞几把三当过来晓得？恰新多也给多大当你们三当过来嘛都？恰上当你们三当也嘛了哇的？
To say further on impartiality, when if we think of varying people who have been kind to us, and we divide into two groups, there are those who have helped us materially, providing food and nutrition and resources. And then there are our spiritual teachers, those who illuminate the path to enlightenment. Both have been kind to us, but there clearly is a difference in the strength of the kindness that they have shown to us, because the one group, they help us in a way that helps sustain our life only, whereas the other helps our spiritual development. And therefore, our progression towards enlightenment. So one would differentiate between the kindness that is shown. So impartiality, though, does overcome differentiation, but not in that way. What impartiality challenges is this sense of closeness that we have to some, which leads to the arrival of attachment. And a sense of distance towards others, and thereby a sense of aversion. This is what impartiality challenges. And one does so in the way that was presented, where you recognize that right now in this present moment, the relationship is playing out in a particular way, but across lives, this has not been the case. Therefore, there's no valid reason to state that this person is a dear friend, this person is a sworn enemy. There's no basis for that. Therefore, there is no basis for my attachment to the one and my aversion towards the other. That is the role impartiality plays. It challenges the basis upon which attachments and aversion arise towards those that we are close and distant towards, seeing that there is no valid foundation there. But one will still differentiate between the kindness, the material kindness we receive from some, and the kindness we receive from our spiritual teacher.
Digging Simjin digging a nearby key or Mari Payam toy or Marsan Dinisha. I mean, Simjin Sultabine, Milia, Ganga Eti or Panto, but Chiquari Mato, digging a Yaga chair, digging dua chairs, Chabakai, Minuce, Dissam diary, Mato, Simjin Sujine, Gabriel and Ale, Panto or Gabriel Nubiki or S, Gabriel Panto, the Nubakai. Chasan, Simjan Chasan, didn't Janja Rangal Mato, Digi Penjanya to a Nova Guinea Gi or Mare Seda. Digi Nova Janji or Dilling on a Panto, Kaimi to Chisan, Simjan Digi Chasan Hala Pantovana, Tobane, Toba, Jibarisha, Nekasore, Gangajevaya, Digi Gangaje, Digi Gangajes, Nik Chasangi Gangajesha, Jen Yomare, Chasang Hala Panto, Yomare, Pantovare, and Chasan Gabrielia. And Pandora, Nea, Nova Kaime, Tanyam later, she said, Deniki Cheva Mindus and Big Chipa some died, Tanyam some das, Daddy Dire, Mother Che, Chasalia, Chibuchia, some das, you go, Marade.
Training our mind in impartiality is done so as to see the object, beings, as being equal. And this is being done in order to overcome the view that currently guides us, which is seeing a person or a group as so kind and so dear, and others as, oh, you've done nothing for me, and then not just dismiss them, but are averse to them, reject them. So this is what we need to overcome. This impartiality then challenges the basis upon which we discriminate between people. Rather recognize that, yes, you or this group have been of great benefit to me, and you really, not so much, quite the opposite. But that's only right now. Across this lifetime, and certainly taking into account past lifetimes, each and every being has shown me kindness, as well as harmed me. So therefore, there is no basis to discriminate or to differentiate between people in terms of kindness and harm. This is the role of impartiality. And thereby the
rise of affliction. Pandobaya Chigba, Nevekiba Chigba, Ning Mado She di Taju to Di Nevekia di Pandoan Resin, Chavachem and the Chikuchika Chadio. Dinner some die the Lian to Tanyum, some dances, this is that the matter.
Furthermore, what impartiality, the training of partiality, does not serve to contradict is that. For example, this person really has been of great help to me, shown me much kindness and care in this life. This person has just given me problems one after the other. It doesn't serve to contradict that, because that is the case. But with a broader approach, with a broader understanding, one recognizes that whilst that may well be the case in this life, it is only the case from a one-life perspective. If you look back at earlier in this life, or certainly in preceding lifetimes, our relationships have been very different, and certainly quite the opposite of what they are now. So therefore, the training in partiality doesn't dismiss our lived experience, our particular relationships, but it makes our approach far broader, recognize or taking into account the very different relationships we've had in previous lifetimes.
Oh, that Danyum Samda, Diran, Mother Shen, Chasan, Danyum Samda, Mara, Kashi, and then Cheshun, Yunguru, and then another city, Samda, and then Cedilla, Manazuki, Danyum Chibuchi, Latuya Marva, the Rua Cheshun, Chipus, Panto Cheshun, Yungur. Then the name is the Damanzuki, Shina, and the Duhai, Dele, Chigachi, Danyum Chow River, and 디 Ina jam ninja dam, ninja yamlin chikenji, yawur yamlinji, kotian, yawu yoban, sulina, jibaro, sinon, and ninja, semenigal, and you get away in Gurua. So that Tanyum Samroji, Tanyum de la Yan, the Gim Yumchen, Tantan, Samro Tantan, and the Tanyum de la Shuk Chichum and Gurua, Chida de Jing, the Kiawanachi, some the denigre, that Jit Tanyum Sam Chita, and Dimen Big, Dayaji. Simjian Tamje, and Chigi, Ninji Samdan, the Tanyum Samdayada. The Nigan Simjian has a Rashi, Madubi Tona Samdajan, Samdayo Sam. The Nigu Samdangi Jumchen, Nisan Tor 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 Tor, Tanyum D, and Samdaja Jiman Chasan Tanyum Dan, Samdara, Tanyum D, and Nuba Cheshire to Ajurwa. Che 자유로와 근데 얘 김세 마마마 삼든 당님 휴체죠. 근데 차살이야 당님들 약을 해줘야지 용구기로와.
그래서 training in impartiality doesn't dismiss our lived experience because you may well have people in your life who have consistently shown you kindness, who have consistently cared for you, been there for you, and others that every encounter you've had with them has been one of conflict, one of destructiveness. For most, though, these relationships are much more mixed, but there may be some who in this life, the experience has been singular. So this isn't to be dismissed, that a relationship may be mixed or it may be singular. But over impartiality, though, broadens our perspective, reminding us of the expanse of lifetimes and interactions. And therefore, whatever our lived experience is with someone, that isn't the entirety of our relationship. Because our relationships span beginningless lifetimes. So this is how we utilize impartiality here. But once one has generated impartiality and does relate to others equally, without this nearness to some and distance from others, that doesn't mean your impartiality is developed to its fullest extent. So those who go on further from impartiality and develop actual love and compassion, whomever they encounter, love will readily arise, compassion will readily arise. So this then comes from an even more developed level of impartiality. But here we would refer to it as love and compassion. But love and compassion would arise within such a person in relation to whomever they meet. And moreover, when the practitioner also is meditating on emptiness and recognizes that all beings are selfless, that all phenomena exist, are not established by way of their own inherent nature, this too serves to aid the further development of their mind of impartiality. So what we're talking about here is the development of impartiality as a basis to engage in the six causes and one effect method. But that impartiality will continue to develop as one develops further qualities within oneself, in particular as one develops love and compassion and the wisdom realizing emptiness too.
The 다다 차이 말과 가실로 로바 망아지 와 차이 가실로 뉴아 로바 지와 차이 로바 제가 어디 당연 염려 지기 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 삼다네 데데 에디 그 다다 좀 빼네 롭조를 내 가실이야 빼 잠지 빼 지기 우지 망아라 고야다 가실로 뒤지 뉴아 다나 뒤지 당연 염려 지기 뒤지 지기 지기 안 배졌다네 지기로 추세 지기 지기로 추세 지기 다음에 제스 거야 말과 가실은 균등 알아 고야다 가실은 뒤에서 뉴알람도 뒤에서 뉴알람도 하고 두에 여러와 제사디 뒤에서 찍을 망아 땅 찍을 뉴알다 땅님 책임도 세배 이 땅님 마찬가 가야 말해 아니 가실은 변주 뉴알 갈래 카지 길이야 난 로고 망아 채워야 차기래 뒤에서 오수 현대를 뉴알 채워 차기래 그때 걸어 오수 현대를 뉴알 채 왜 교화들 망아 치네 이제 이거 어디 있냐 땅님 지금은 걸 망아 채워 갈 뉴알 채워 써야 돼 디 차가마 디 땅님 냠네 차지 디 말에 지나디 갑 갑단 뉴단 팬도 최중다 뇌바 최중데 데니 팬뉴 최중 팬 팬인 최중을 토네 아니 에고 찌를 망아 비지하고 찌기 로바 제거나 망아 제거야 아니 아주 로브정이나 망아 제거야 안델리아 두시에 제거야 차거로 와도 고 베네 디다도 지나도려 전유선바 이나 상기기 전주선 당부의 기획한 전주선바 당부의 기획한 사바텔리아 상기 좀는 상기기는 미세기 다도 지기를 했어요. 다 전주선 기획사도 뜻 균능아 되긴 되게 균능을 좀 곧 뜻에 디제라 다제 사바 기획 나신지 미세기 다도 연구 말했지 지금 말했어. 지난 가르르랍나 사바디 백기여도고 냠냐냐 냥아 신부여서 배 충충에서 곧 다고 야고자 근데 곧 야 갈가서 그런 뉴베트에서 어때서 대고로 만도 보고 충신나 다가라 보고 충신기에도 가서 충신 빼 잡잡지 다고게 로정아 줄이 쪼개서 그런 가오더나데 려셔기도 하데 디가서는 어디 니링 지기도 딜이 야가다 디치 이치 세면 그 뉴벌 빠빼게 니 니링 시고 말아 다든 안쪽에 니링 맞이 땅용 공고래 니링 가오래 세야디 차당게 왕게 찍리 야가 찍 누가 지나 차당 왕게 집은 니 니링게 차당 왕게 소화제 제가 디 니가 땅염 삼다든 안두신의 차단이 가야 될 텐데 땅염 삼다든 맞아 차상을야 지구지기한 삼다든 지구지기한 로봇 제거나 지구지기한 제거야 로봇 제거나 지구지기한 제거야 아니 지금 뒤쪽 땅에 지구지기한 땅거야 아니 지금 바 지송한 제변에 지구지기한 지구나 리다다 책임 말로 변 심지 변행 아주 부신 부조마지다 제 상기니리아 그 변 라마 랑게 라마야 두두 술, 라마들로 구십시, 부동원로 구십시, 지금 저런 예린 지기도 나야 말아봐도, 그런 게 내가, 그 내갑다, 지금 판도하다, 소속의 니딘 체중을 토하니 두시네. 니, 마, 따도 제야, 야, 구십시, 야, 니용으로 와. 맞아, 니, 예린, 니순 예린 말아야 돼. 차상 집부 지켜서는 다, 야겨로야 말아야, 야겨로도 말아야. 다들 안 좋은 예린, 땅염 공국을 해야 돼, 예린 가야 돼. 니 예린 써야 돼, 그랬으니, 착배 원기 지기를 야가지야다. 콘도 왕의 찌글이 두어 삼다디, 닌 예링시 얼마도, 세와단 판도하던 이 찌글이 뭐, 배조체제 찌 두어든 닌 예링시 자체가 말해. 지난 예링시에 차당의 왕의 샹왕도 송하니 찌기 야가 세, 찌글이 빼대야 두어다든 예링시. 지난 니가야 들이야, 만조 미술다베네, 내가 판도바 찌바래, 누가 내기여 찌바래, 찌바래 샤스베 땅용 삼다디래.
Firstly, just to say thank you for these questions on impartiality. This is important and very helpful to get a clear understanding of this practice and what one is striving to develop. Because impartiality isn't quite the same as equality, in that we can differentiate between those who help us more and those who help us less, or those who harm us a lot, and those who only occasionally harm us. So we can differentiate in this way. And likewise, one can differ, and so that this was explained earlier. But also, with an attitude of impartiality, one would not necessarily help all beings equally, but would rather help them in accordance with the time and the situation. So some may need more help than others, and therefore, the practitioner would put more time and energy into helping some than others. And this is not contrary to an impartial attitude. So if, for example, some may require the teachings of love and compassion to be explained slowly and in detail and again and again, whereas others, just very briefly. So the practitioner would take into account the time and the situation and the needs of the individual beings, and that would not contradict their impartiality. For example, a Buddha or Buddhas. Buddhas take particular care of specific sentient beings, more so than specific other sentient beings. And that, of course, does not challenge their impartiality. A Buddha takes particular care of new bodhisattvas. A practitioner who has newly generated bodhicitta, and their bodhicitta, this precious mind, is vulnerable. Whereas an established bodhisattva requires less care and attention from the Buddhas. And this does not challenge the perfected impartiality of a Buddha. And in our own lives, this we can understand through the illustration of a parent. Parents will particularly care for young children, whereas the adult children will be given freedom. And this too doesn't mean that their love or their care is any way lessened. So again then, to the role of impartiality, it's to overcome this closeness we have for some and this distance that we have for others, which results in the arisal of attachment and anger. Another illustration to mention here is if a practitioner has two beings before them, and this practitioner has an attitude of impartiality. Of these two beings, the practitioner would look at their lama being the one, and an insect, the other, very differently. They'd clearly recognize the kindness that their lama is showing them is incomparable to that of this insect. So there is differentiation here. But what the training impartiality will have overcome is the closeness to some and the distance from others and their resulting afflictions. This is what impartiality overcomes.
Andy?
I've got two questions. On that one, is impartiality a step before equanimity? So is impartiality...
I use it as synonyms.
Yeah, but when you talk about not having attachment and not aversion, that comes as a result of seeing beings as equal. So it seems to be a next step. Because equanimity is a calming, it's like a calming of those two extremes.
So is, does.
I mean, if you say that you're using the same word, I guess you're just going to
understand. Yeah, no, impartiality, equanimity, I'm translating as the same word. So with the impartiality, the closeness and distance has gone, and therefore the attachment to the close group and the distance from the averse group will have gone. Okay. But I'm using the word, the same word.
So the second thing I was going to say was,
okay,
if equanimity is a cause for seeing all beings as your mother, for instance, why is it not included in the causes?
Yeah. So why are there six causes and one effect and not seven causes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A prime example would be Kekyo Kodo Tenzin, or Selson, then you'd be Yipa, Matsu, and Gyunjun Mena, Dunyore, then Namoda, Gyokyore, and then Gyunjunare, because it is.
ne ganga chigo mare lobjon ta ta ko ki thugo ta te thugo ba cha ngyu chu song sha ra dang ngang zu le lobjon ngang zu le ma lam zu ka su ngor sa na a zu nyam nen che be kap la dang bo le gyu de jawang a chi de chi sam dang gor ke chi jawang a chi sam ma ta na dang nyum sa le thugo ma re che da dang ngang zu le dang bo dang nyum du shin ma zu le chang tha ri ba de ba an chi ke wang a chi sam ta ya da den dang nyum sam ta du shin ma chang gor es an du song gor ba da me ni dang bo me ni ji me junior menga junior ko ne gyu la ma na ma gyu la me ki ka su ya de kap la de ni ge da ka su re
인규투스나
The training is these six causes, starting with recognizing all beings as our mothers. That is the first of the six causes to give. To generate bodhicitta. So that's how it's presented in the text, and that is the first of the six causes. If one were to start meditating there, one could develop and make progress. But when one is gaining spiritual instructions or pith instructions from one's teacher may well give further assistance in aiding the student to cultivate minds such as recognizing all beings as being one's mother, such as meditating first on impartiality as a aid to the generation of the first cause. And here we also see in this commentary by His Holiness, he includes a previous instruction, which is to reflect on reincarnation. So here what we see is the teacher giving additional pith instructions, spiritual instructions to their students to aid the cultivation of the foundational causes which all, and as all the subsequent causes come about independence on the successful training of the prior causes, it's to aid that development of the foundation and embarking on the cultivation of the six causes. So just to summarize, there are six causes, as is presented, but one may well, as we are here, receiving spiritual instructions on further detail in guiding the students to develop that first cause.
Incorporate that into his teaching, the types of issues that students might have and how to overcome them, I deeply appreciate. I'd like some further guidance with the question that is from last night. When it comes to the meditation on equanimity, I have no problem finding an object for meditation for a friend and no problem for the enemy. But when it comes to the object of meditation for indifference or a stranger, it's a bit tricky because I find that singling out that indifference, that person, there seems to be almost an automatic, no matter how nuanced it is or special it is, of either aversion or light, whether that's karmic or my quick judgment. So I would like some guidance on how I can actually have an object that truly is this mutual indifference, because that's the one that I really struggle with. There's always sort of a shade that I put over it.
Yeah.
디 파르마시데 나메 제게 삼미 키시고마 나즈리야 넘규닝아 쳇텔리아 나즈리야 직 직부다 니야 멤버체 소소르 뉴베키에 메디 디 미망고요르와 데네 엔다카르 소레 나즈기 직행 에 나즈 지소하시 지소하시나 라이나 저기 때 제합치나 저기 룸바시나 삼다메네다 베네 나즈 미리레 삼다나 소솔야 데 지금 데스코부치게 미제 여디로 아디 니에로 책으로 야 소솔야 데스 마가치 되게 미제 용구로 하다 디 자호로 책으로 네 디 멤비게다 미 젠다 소솔다 니에다 직테니에 멤비게 낭메가 돌려가래 한다 디 미 망고여로 와디서 디셔산데 니코 디디로 와 바마트 책으로 와 미 미라 삼다나 바마레 디 멤비게다 나 저기 직 샘제라 삼다에네 네 샘제 소수게 냐기 샘젠디 지게 소술 야베 제와제 소수게 니엔로 차지고로 와 샘제 데 냐지 파즈로도 안 키로치네 소수 지 마가지 아브네 지 소제 지게디나 데네 제용데 키리 저 자오로 차지로 양치 샹다 타릉 부질이야 샹다 질이여베네 미 샹다 틱다고 난기 냐지 키시베네 네 네 곧 나도 제가 두고 마자 디 나도 가월 가와셔서 길이에 니에나 마루 와다가 아주 넘긴 직보시 메르와 소설야 지소 자가데 지 앞뒤 지면서 자와 책을 갖고 바마로 차두로 제가 니네 자다 바마로 미디 다도 마요 다만서 바마로 미디 마요 다와슬레 헤나서 다 망제르든 아주 그 바마로 차그로 와다 소설다 지 무슨 자와지 메네네
One approach will be to look at how you naturally or innately respond to, firstly, friends. There's this warmth, this liking, just calling them to mind, and you're drawn towards them. And how you innately, naturally respond to the enemy. There's this natural repulsion. And then there are those to whom neither arises. That's the stranger. That's the neutral person. That nothing much arises towards them. And here, and a further way to approach it is the friend or the loved one. There, you could have your pet at home, your cat. Then you think about another animal, that perhaps a dog who wants to bite you. This you have a repulsion towards. And then there are so many sentient beings that one really doesn't really think so much about. So from that response to them, you can see they are a neutral, an indifferent. We're indifference towards them.
Thank you.
Okay.
So if you develop an equanimity, everyone becomes a stranger. Or maybe a friend.
So if we develop equanimity, everyone becomes a stranger or a friend or a friend.
Nin Chagri Vesene, that in Chaya de Homarwa. Gasene, did Danium some dad and around to pass some dana to Roa. Then Yin Chad, so soon. Nin Tatugribe, Tatumare, and it could Nin Diadi Gahola, Dambo, Danium some dad, Nin Tatuya Galeholidua. Dambo, some years, Danium di some da, did it di jailia. Jin Chimbu invited Chicka, so sometimes they didn't mean that we are Chagore. Nin Daddy, Jin Chimbu, sometimes Jimse Mambu, sometimes Jin Chiba, the Gidin Chimbu, Panda Chimbu, sometimes then Yin Niba Tonguma, the Jin Chimbu, Gidin Chimbu, some Damatuna, Dangim Samba, the Minin Yen, yes, and be some of the Pajakali Hore.
Indeed,
ねでねとんちゅうよ。たんよんせでからたんよん。ちくばれさんさんだろ。からちくばれらね。がらねきばやちくばれ。パンとばんちくばれ。まどにぎねまがきしゃ。にぎパンまとしゃ。ディミヌキャバミヌセンビ。ディキャバメばさんだでたんよんせまど。じゃんだがやまれ。だてて。だてがとたんよんろちゃんせで。がやにぎまがパンとしゃ。ディがるねまがきしゃせ。ディキャバメでこにぎら。
Impartiality is the foundation to later develop this closeness towards all, seeing all as loved ones. This will come later. Through, on the basis of kindness, impartiality, when one later comes to reflect on the kindness of others, then this feeling of closeness to others will arise. On that basis, impartiality is very much the overcoming of this differentiation between beings, seeing this one as a dear friend, this one as what was it, unequivocally a friend and unequivocally an enemy. Yeah, the text was using that term. So it was seeing someone as a dear, someone who is a dear friend, seeing them solely through that perspective, unequivocally a dear friend, unequivocally an enemy. This goes. One may recognize, as Gunnar said earlier, that yes, this one's been really good to me in this life, this one hasn't, it's been quite harmful. But that's not that doesn't define our relationship because of past lives. This is the impartiality. Okay. So returning to the text, when bodhicitta is practiced, enemies are not to be ignored, but should be cherished evermore. Continuing, so instead of getting angry at your enemies, you should think to repay their kindness. The meaning of this is, having meditated thus far, one comes to recognize that others have all shown great kindness to one. Whether one currently has a relationship of friendship with some, or of conflict with others, or indifference to a third group, all have shown us tremendous kindness. And that kindness, I have a responsibility to repay. It would be inappropriate to not repay the kindness that others have shown me so many times. This really is a case of generating the thought to repay the kindness that others have shown to oneself. Hence the preceding step of recognizing the kindness. Now there's that natural response of the wish to help in return.
The text continues. The next step is to generate a sense of tender love, longing for the happiness of all sentient beings, longing that beings bereft of happiness have happiness and all its causes. This is the actual situation.
Sorry, I've really read the wrong thing, hence I'm just completely confused. Okay, I'll read the whole sentence, including what Kenna just said. So instead of getting angry at your enemies, you should think to repay their kindness, for one naturally should repay any kindness that has been extended to oneself.
Okay.
Read the last of the sentence again. For one naturally should repay any kindness that has been extended to oneself. This points to a natural for us to wish to repay the kindness others show us, and the recognition of that it would be inappropriate not to.
So this is
referring to the wish to repay the kindness. In dependence on this wish, one may well do so. But it depends on whether one has the ability, the capacity at the time to repay the kindness. Having the wish becomes quite likely. One will do so. One will repay the kindness. But in dependence on having the capacity or the ability to do so, and if one in a situation lacks the ability to repay the kindness, but still has the wish to do so, the sincere wish to do so, then this is still in accordance with the training here, because it is about developing the wish to repay the kindness.
Kaldi jinlin majana ranye tasha du juwa yinsa. The
paragraph concludes, it would actually be despicable if you did not repay their kindness. This is the recognition that just to take from others really would be quite shameful not to return their kindness.
So then, in brief,
what is included in this third step, this third cause, is that having recognized the kindness of others, naturally one will want to repay it. So here, it's the wish to repay the kindness, the yearning, the longing to repay the kindness of others. After becoming mindful of others' kindness, a feeling to repay that kindness arises. How is it to be repaid?
How
to repay the kindness is expressed in the next sentence. The next step, so in the six causes, the next step is to generate a sense of tender love, longing for the happiness of all sentient beings, longing that beings bereft of happiness have happiness and all of its causes.
Kashela Gobuji, Meba, Junja, the Robosuji, and the Robosuji, and the Hachimoto, and Suka Mindu, some of the Yoruada, then Yoruada, Jesus. 其实你这次也问你，第二个年过过了，就是年纪大呢，电话都过过了，先别给，你吃啥的，什么大的电话过过，现在第二个电话的电话，你过来呀，讲吧，这位给接线的用过度，啥过度，第二个电话电话是别什么大的，第二个今天忙过了什么的呢，你过电话的电话什么大的忙不，那说句实话。
The other practitioner, thinking about how to repay the kindness, will think about very broadly. So beings require physical comfort to live at ease. So therefore, where the person can, they'll repay the kindness of others by fulfilling their medical needs where they can, by ensuring that people have sufficient nutritious food to eat, that they have appropriate clothing, and whatever other material facilities they may need, the person will want to give this to them, want them to have this. Moreover, those that are alone, who are lacking friendship, they will be a friend for them, give them their time, willingly, happily, spend time with those who are alone. Here the practitioner will think very broadly of how they can repay the kindness of others.
Furthermore, knowing that happiness is a result that comes about in dependence and causes, the practitioner will develop a longing that may beings bereft of happiness have happiness and all its causes. Whatever are the causes that will lead them to have the material comfort they desire, whether food or clothing or any other facilities, may they have this. Where they are alone, may they be surrounded by love and warmth. May beings feel valued and cared for. And in this way, the practitioner develops a yearning for others to have happiness and the causes of happiness, and in this way develops tender love and a feeling of tender love towards all others.
And
The paragraph concludes, as much as you view each sentient being with love, finding a sense of pleasantness in everyone and cherishing them, to that extent you generate the next step, compassion, which is a yearning that all sentient beings be completely free from suffering and all of its causes.
Dijidruya da, ちょっとやこちゃんパレね、考えてるかぶりゃ、あんじこりゃ、ロボチェバイな、こんでぎんごろ考えてせるごろ、ディギドゴロは、あんディティレンチャワスごろ、ディナシンダ、センジェンナ、サムジェリア、んじけ、ソソリア、チンチムインザ、タ、パーティンチェゴドウ、センベソナ、ジンガルジオスン、コンズレディギドゴドウス、チザ、ん、ドマセゴドウス、ディネザダ、センジェンナ、ディアワダ、ディナ、サンバ、ディアワダ、ディギュダ、ディンパシオ、センベソンダイド、
Here we see in the training which comes about or starts with how can I repay the kindness? We recognize that what others truly want is happiness. Happiness freed from suffering. Here one generates the strong wish. May beings have all they require to overcome problems, sufferings, and difficulties, and thereby abide in lasting happiness. And moreover, in order to abide in happiness, they need to be freed from suffering and its causes. So therefore, we meditate on love and compassion together.
And as with all these meditations, to generate love and compassion, one needs to utilize reasoning. Think about what happiness people want to, or beings want to experience, and that it comes from causes, and then investigate what those causes are. And likewise with suffering, that beings want to be freed from, and the causes that leads to suffering. Because this approach will lead one to recognize that our loved ones, those that are dear to us, all these kind mother-centered beings, as long as their reality is that of being bound within samsara, they will suffer. And whilst happiness is experienced, the truth is that all the experiences of happiness they have are slight and fleeting and almost immediately suppressed or overwhelmed by further suffering. This one reflects on again and again, coming to recognize that this yearning that we are giving rise to for beings to have happiness and its causes and for beings to be freed from suffering and its causes, this cannot be fulfilled as long as beings remain bound in the suffering realms of samsara. No lasting happiness can be achieved. This needs to be reflected on again and again.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱི 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 ཕྱ
Bearing in mind this entire sequence of training will have included coming to understand the nature of samsara. So here, I can use in meditation, we can recall an average day or that particular day or the previous day, as well as during the day, utilize mindfulness and watch what our experiences are. Watch how many and the quality of our experiences of happiness and how frequent and the quality of experience are of suffering and of the amount of day that we just go about in a distracted way and see where we find ourselves. We'll recognize that in our average day, sure, we experience some pleasures and happiness, but it's slight and it's fleeting. And these pleasures all too often have another side to them where they can end and cause further pain too. So here we need to recognize our lived situation. And also, we need to be very aware of those that we do look up to, those that we look up to in the sense of seeing that their life is something desirable, that they have experiences that we long for. Because there is a great danger here that one will aspire to have what they are experiencing, seeing that that is something, those pleasurable experiences are something worthy of putting our time and energy into achieving. Rather, we must recognize that the reality of people, let's say those who have power and influence and fame, and perhaps great wealth too, they have an abundance of problems and difficulties in their lives. They are not experiencing blissful experience upon blissful experience. This is not the case. Moreover, we need to look at our lived experience, seeing how often suffering arises and why so. The suffering that arises from not having things go our way, the frustration and annoyance when our wishes aren't met, when the world doesn't turn around our every need. The frustration and annoyance that arises from meeting these unwanted circumstances. So this we need to be very mindful of and come to recognize the truth of the expression that being bound in samsara is like living on a tip of a needle. We may find some comfort, we call it pleasure, call it happiness, but in a moment it's gone and it's replaced, overwhelmed by further suffering. There is no peace to be found in samsara. So this we need to recognize as our situation. In dependence on the clarity with which we see our situation, we'll recognize the situation of others too. Following this, it's important to continue in the meditation, because if it remains there, one will be quite dispirited, feeling quite hopeless and helpless. When that is not the actual situation, we do know that there is a solution. The compassion that arises for the suffering that beings are experiencing, and the helplessness of their current situation, this compassion has as its basis, as its foundation, an understanding that freedom is possible. Freedom is possible. And therefore, a great strength of mind comes with compassion, this determination that others can attain freedom from suffering. Not others, all beings can attain freedom from suffering. This is entirely possible, comes about independent on this initial recognition right now of the suffering nature of samsara, and thereafter the recognition that this can be eradicated, freedom can be achieved. And in this way, compassion has is a mind of great strength, and there's a relationship between the strength of the compassion and the clarity with which one understands both suffering and the potential for freedom, or the method for freedom. To summarize what we've looked at thus far, and the meditation that I hope you can engage in between now and when we meet next, is first to start out with developing the mind of impartiality, coming to recognize that there is no valid basis to differentiate between those that we feel closer to and those that we feel more distant from, but to rather recognize that across the expanse of lifetimes, we've had a variety of relationships with others. So there's no valid way to say, this person unequivocally has shown me kindness, and this person unequivocally harms me. but rather recognize the multiplicity of relationships we have with others. With this as a basis, one embarks on the six cultivation of the six causes, recognizing that across these lifetimes, we have a close and entwined relationship with others, which include them being our mother, us the cared for child, the child that was protected and raised with love. And thereafter, one recalls this great kindness that others have shown us in this relationship of mother, as father, as primary caregiver, as well as others who we interact with across lifetimes. But not just the kindness that others directly show us, but the benefits that we receive from their endeavors, their hardship. And in this way, we develop an appreciation of all others. This independence of that, naturally, the wish arises to repay that kindness. How can one take this for granted? Something should be given back. That leads to the thought of, what is it that beings really need? They long for freedom from suffering and pain, and abiding in a state of lasting happiness, both of which come about in dependence on causes. And here we generate love, the yearning. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. And we generate compassion, the longing that may all beings be freed from suffering and the causes that would otherwise lead to suffering. These then are the stages of the meditation that we have looked at thus far. So thank you. Then we'll conclude there for this week. Thank you.